While 2021 was a big year in space, 2022 looks set to continue that momentum. While the space agency NASA delayed putting astronauts back on the moon in November until 2025 at the earliest, the US Space Agency is still targeting the first part of 2022 for the first test flight of its moon rocket, the Space Launch System, or SLS, with an Orion capsule. No one will be on board. That won't be the only lunar-bound spacecraft in 2022, with several countries planning to send rovers and landers to the moon, including Japan and the UAE. Marcia Dunn is the Cape Canaveral correspondent for Associated Press.
Now, the moon is the place to be these days because NASA, of course, with its partners, are hoping to send astronauts back to the moon perhaps as early as 2025, 2026, but these are going to be the precursors, these robots, to sort of check the place out, to see, to learn more about what's in store for the astronauts who will be living there, hopefully one day.
2021 also saw two rovers land on Mars, NASA's car-sized Perseverance and China's Zhurong. But there was meant to be a third. The European Space Agency and Russia's Roscosmos said they were postponing a planned joint mission to Mars until 2022. The mission's goal is to put a rover on the red planet to help determine whether there has ever been life on Mars. Scientists hope the rover, packed with high-tech instruments and named after British chemist Rosalind Franklin, will be able to dig for biological signatures of life below the Martian surface and provide further insights into the planet's history of water. Ms. Dunn says it's set to launch in September 2022, hoping to follow the successful launch of rovers by China and the United States in 2020.
In 2020, NASA and China launched rovers to Mars. Both were successful. Now, there was supposed to be a third mission that year, the ExoMars mission, which is a joint venture between Europe and Russia. There were some parachute issues. They weren't ready to fly in 2020. And every launch attempt for Mars comes up every 2 years. So here we are, 2022. Everything's looking good for the Russian launch of the European Mars mission. They're going to attempt to put a rover on Mars. Now, Europe and Russia have tried before to land successfully a spacecraft on Mars. Hasn't happened yet, and all fingers are crossed for the 2022 mission.
And China's National Space Administration says China's planning to explore an asteroid as well as other planets in the future on the basis of a successful launch of the Tianwen space exploration mission in 2020. Wu Yanhuan, who is the deputy director of the China National Space Administration, says the planetary exploration project is scheduled to be completed in the next 10 to 15 years. In addition, Mr. Wu says China is still evaluating its long-term development strategy, such as exploration of the edge of the solar system.
The state has approved the planetary exploration project, including the first mission to Mars, an asteroid exploration of landing, sampling and return, and third, we will take samples back from Mars, and the fourth mission will be a probe of the Jupiter system, as well as some probes traversing the universe.
Tianwen 1 is an interplanetary mission by the CNSA to send a robotic spacecraft to Mars, consisting of five parts: an orbiter, deployable camera, lander, drop camera, and the Zhurong rover. The spacecraft, with a total mass of nearly 5 tons, is one of the heaviest probes launched to Mars and carries 13 scientific instruments. It's the first in a series of planned missions undertaken by CNSA as part of its Planetary Exploration of China program. On March the 14th, 2021, the lander rover portion of the mission successfully touched down on Mars, making China the third nation to both land softly on and establish communication from the Martian surface after the former Soviet Union and the United States. Mr. Wu says China hopes to expand its exploration beyond Mars.
比如说我们要不要
For example, do we need to explore the edge of the solar system or not? As there are 8 planets in the solar system, we do not want to simply repeat our missions. Each mission of China should have new goals and bear new meanings, and strive for new major scientific discoveries. We welcome cooperation with interested institutions and scientists in our future deep space missions that include exploring the moon and other planets.
2021 might also be remembered as the year space tourism truly took off. There were launches by the likes of Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson, and SpaceX launched 4 amateurs on a private Earth-circling trip. Japanese fashion tycoon Yasuko Maezawa and his producer recently visited the International Space Station, the first visit by self-paying space tourists to the orbiting outpost in more than a decade. A test flight is planned for early 2022, a trend that's likely to continue, with non-astronauts with the financial means more likely than ever to visit space. But another billionaire, SpaceX founder Elon Musk, is unlikely to be following Mr. Bezos and Mr. Branson into space. Speaking earlier this year, he said he was concentrating on the company's futuristic bullet-shaped Starship.
We're faced with a choice. Which future do you want? Do you want the future where we become a space-faring civilization and are in many worlds and out there among the stars, or one where we are forever confined to Earth? And I say it is the first. And I hope you agree with me. Yeah.
SpaceX founder Elon Musk faced backlash on Chinese social media recently. China has accused the United States of putting astronauts in danger, weeks after complaining to the United Nations about near collisions in orbit with satellites launched by Elon Musk's SpaceX. And that story produced by Associated Press. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.